भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय।
स्वच्छत्वं
स्वच्छत्वं
अभिकारत्वं
अभिकारत्वं
शांतत्वं
शांतत्वं
इति चेतसः वृत्तिभिः लक्षणं प्रोक्तं प्रतापं प्रकृति परा स्वच्छत्वं अभिकारत्वं स्वच्छत्वं अभिकारत्वं शांतत्वं इति चेतसः पृथिभिर्लक्षणं प्रोक्तं यतापां प्रकृति परा यतापां प्रकृति परा स्वच्छत्वं अभिकारत्वं शांतत्वं इति चेतसः प्रतिभिर्लक्षणं प्रोक्तं यतापां प्रकृति परा स्वच्छत्वं अभिकारत्वं शांतत्वं इति चेतसः प्रतिभिर्लक्षणं प्रोक्तं यतापां प्रकृति परा स्वच्छत्वं अभिकारत्वं शांतत्वं इति चेतसः प्रतिभिर्लक्षणं प्रोक्तं यतापां प्रकृति परा। After the manifestation of the Mahat-tattva, these features appear simultaneously. As water in its natural state before coming in contact with earth is clear, sweet, and unruffled, so the characteristic traits of pure consciousness are complete serenity, clarity, and freedom from distraction.
सक्षत्तम अविकारित्यम शांतत्तम इति चेतसः वृत्ति भी लक्षणं प्रोक्तम जथापां प्रकृति परा। इन द प्रीवियस वर्स वी हैव डिस्कस्ड दैट जत्तत् सप्तगुणं सक्षम सक्षम मीन्स transparent, clear. Now that satchattam is explained. What is the meaning of clarity, clear? Uncontaminated. These are the symptoms. Satchattam avikarittam. Without any change. Freedom from all distractions. Just like here there are many mothers sitting and the natural affection for the child and the child's complete dependence on the mother's mercy is visible. There is no need of explanation. That is natural. If the mother is taking care of the child, it is not artificial. And if the child is feeling uncomfort without being on the lap of the mother, that is also natural. This is called avikaritam. Natural affection between the mother and the son Similarly, we have got our natural affection for Krishna. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kovuno Sabanadi Siddha Chitte Karaye Udor. Just like sex impulse, it doesn't require to how to awaken sex impulse. Natural. Similarly, Krishna bhakti is our natural inheritance because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Or sons of Krishna, aham bija pada pita. This is the same example, that the mother and the child has got natural affection. Similarly, with Bhagavan, we have got natural affection. Bhagavan has got natural affection for us, and we have got also natural affection for Bhagavan. And the external covering which checks this natural affection, this is called Maya. Just like touched what is called magnetic stone. Magnetic stone naturally attracts the iron. Now, iron is just naturally attracted by the magnetic stone. Similarly, Krishna bhakti is not something which is unnaturally taught or unnaturally gained, artificial. This another vivid example is this. These foreigners, Western boys and girls, how they became attracted to Krishna consciousness, unless it is natural. Their forefathers, or they also, even 4, 5, 6 years ago, they did not know what is Krishna, neither they cared to know. But now they are almost mad after Krishna. Otherwise, why they are coming here? They have not come here in India to see your skyscraper building or industry. They are not at all interested. They have seen all these things in their own country. They have enough. So, why they have come here? They are after Vrindavan, they are after Mayapur, they are after me. What is the attraction? The attraction is Krishna. They are not interested with anything else. They do not go to see your skyscraper building in New Delhi or in Bombay. They have seen it. Enough. So why it is so? Because it is natural. Krishna bhakti, Krishna consciousness is natural, that is the original consciousness. The example is given here, jatha apag prakriti para. Just like the water, rains fall from the sky. If you do not allow to touch the water, the ground, you take it in the middle, you will find crystal distilled water, you'll find. And as soon as it comes down on the ground, it becomes muddy. The purity lost. Muddy, opaque, you cannot see, agitated. Similarly, our original consciousness is Krishna consciousness. That is satcha. Satchatam, avikaritam. The original consciousness, we do not know anything else than Krishna. Avikaritam. There is no chain. Therefore, in the Vaikuntha planets, especially in the Goloka Vrindavan planets, that is exhibited when Krishna comes to show his dhāma, Goloka nāmni nija dhāmni, that is his own abode. So Krishna, when Krishna comes, he brings everything with him. His dhāma, his qualities, his place, his paraphernalia, his associates, his father, his mother, his friend, his consort, his trees, his water, everything he brings. That is Vrindavan. You'll find in Vrindavan, still you'll find people are all automatically Krishna conscious. 84 Jurassic crores, about 160 miles area. So they are Krishna conscious naturally. And if you go to Vrindavan, this area, wherever you go, you'll feel Krishna consciousness. So the example of purity is still there, and what to speak of in the original Vrindavan. So from Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find the Vrindavan Leela, the cowherd's boys, and the cows, the calves, the trees, the plants, the flowers, the water, the description is there that everyone is Krishna conscious. They do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They do not know it. Neither they care to know it. What is Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is Brahma? What is Paramatma? They do not care to know all these things. But they have unalloyed, unflinching love for Krishna. This is Krishna. Yashoda Mai is seeing wonderful things in Krishna, but she never thinks that here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. She thinks that Krishna is my child. This wonderful thing has happened due to providence. She thinks that the Supreme God or the Absolute Truth is different, and here Krishna is my child. So, as I have already said, the love for the child of the mother is natural. That is Vrindavan atmosphere. Everyone loves Krishna. Everyone is overwhelmed with love of Krishna. When they cannot find Krishna, they become mad. Although they do not know that Krishna, when they see some wonderful activities of Krishna, they think some demigod might have come here. Otherwise, how these wonderful things are possible? This is pure love. This is pure love. Without any knowledge of the Supreme, powerful, almighty, that is satchatam, no contamination. pure love. So the mission of human life should be how to clarify this consciousness again into that pure consciousness of Krishna consciousness. That is the mission of human life. The consciousness is impure, therefore there are so many varieties, material varieties, and we are captivated by these material varieties, but that is not giving us any happiness. We are especially very much unhappy on account of Janma Mithu Jara Vyadhi. If we want to get relief from the miserable condition of this material life, this place is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhalayam Asarsatam. This place is meant for miseries. Do not try to become happier. That is foolishness. Mura na vijanati mameva paramabhayam. These murhas, these rascals, they do not know that here one cannot be happy, because real happiness is when he comes back to me. Mameva paramabhayam takta deham punarjanma naiti mamet. That is real happiness. Sukham attantikam jat tat atindriya grahyam. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So everyone is working very hard, struggling for existence, but they do not know how they can actually become happy. Nati vidu sartha gatin Vishnu. That they do not know. It is our humble attempt only, this Krishna consciousness movement, at least to inform people that this is the way of happiness. Sukham attantikam yatcha. Don't be carried away by temporary so-called happiness. That is not happiness. This is called maya. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato vimura. Krishna says mura, and Prahlad Maharaj says vimura. Not only mura, but again added with word vishishta. Vishishta prakarena mura. Be therefore vimura. Prahlad Maharaj says, Sochi tato vimukha cetasa maya sukhaya bharamud bahato vimura. That is the thankless task of the devotees, to turn this vimura from this maya sukh to real sukh. This is the business of the devotee. They have no other business. Their business is not for making money. Money they have got enough. And Krishna supplies all their money. So there is no such problem for a devotee of how to secure money. Their only problem is how to turn these rascals to Krishna consciousness. All rascals, vimuran. We say clearly, if you are not Krishna conscious, you are rascal number one. I am M.A. Ph.D., still you are rascal. That is our verdict. You don't care for your PhD. You know that you are a rascal because you do not know Krishna. Just a few minutes before, one gentleman came to see me and he advertised himself that I have read the Vedas, I have read the Puranas, I have seen Dr. Radhakrishna as well, but I do not get peace of mind. So I asked him, you have studied so many literatures, do you know who is God? The God who has created this, what is his name, what is his address? That is it. Yes. This is going on. Bimuran. They are proud of education, proud of learning, advancement, everything, all right, complete. But real knowledge, do you know God? That he cannot explain. That he cannot explain. He'll explain something hodgepodge. This is a disease. Therefore they are bimuran. Real knowledge means to understand God. That is real knowledge. Vedaścha sarvai ahameva vedyam. What is the Vedanta? To know Krishna or God. Krishna and God are the same. If one knows God but does not know Krishna, his knowledge of God is incomplete. His knowledge of God is incomplete. When he knows the Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, then his knowledge is perfect. Iti Changsukala Pungsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indari back. Indari Bhaklam. Brayanti Jugedi. And Krishna saying that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. The Vedanta says, Janmadasya Jataha, God or Absolute Truth means the source of everything. And the source of everything is coming down before you. And in his original form, Krishna, Dibhuj Muralidhar, Krishna, here he is standing and he is preaching, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the source of everything. The Mura Nabhijana. But the rascals, they do not understand. The God is speaking in everyone's presence, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am. Aham, like this, aham. Matta Sarvam Prabhava. He is still the rascal in love. Let's see how much rascals we are. That what Prahlad Maharaj said, the Mura na Bimura, Maya Sukhaya. They are trying to be happy within this material existence, Maya Sukhaya. Bharam. Bharam means gorgeous arrangement. Very gorgeous arrangement. Very big, big road, big, big skyscraper building, and big machine, big industry, and so many big, big things, big, big wars, big, big politician, and big, big political activities. So mura that does not think for a moment how long these big, big things will be enjoyed by me. Certainly there is credit for creating all these big, big things, but Maya will not allow me to enjoy these things. At any moment I shall be kicked out. And what insurance and guarantee I have made, just I can enjoy this. That way it is called Maya Sukhaya. Wasting time, making gorgeous arrangement. Not only this too, But this whole thing can be finished within a second. If there is a big earthquake, everything will be finished. We have got experience many times. Anything will be finished. This Bombay can be turned into sea, and the Bombay can be pushed and aligned within the sea. Material nature is so strong. Devi-jhisha-gunamai-mama-maya-durataya. And under her spell, we are trying to become happy. Maya-sukhaya. Bharamud-bahato-gimura. And the devotees, the Krishna-conscious persons, they know that this is all false. Not false, temporary. Simply bewildering. On account of contaminated consciousness, people are trying to be happy in this way. But devotees know that this kind of endeavor is simply bewildering, simply waste of time. Real business is how to purify my consciousness, come to the original Krishna consciousness. That is real business. Satchattam, avikarittam. That is our real business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching is that our only business is how to revive our original consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. That is one. Without this, whatever we are doing, in the words of Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, it is all maya sukhaya bharamad bhuto vimura. Maya sukhaya. Therefore, these are the symptoms of Krishna consciousness. Satchattam, avikarittam, santattam, Shanta, I have already explained last night, several times also, that Shantattam, Shanti, and just like I told you, many people come, I do not get any peace of mind. How will get peace of mind? Here in the material world, you cannot be endowed with the peace of mind. It is not possible. Why? Because here everything is maya. Bharamud bahato vimura. Asadgraha sada samudvigna dhyam. Asadgraha. Asat. Asat means that which will not stand. The material nature is like that. It will not stand. This body we have got at a certain date, and it will continue up to certain date, then it will vanish. It will get never again this body, finished. So, this is called asat. Asatoma, sadgama, this is Vedic instruction. Don't remain in the asat, temporary. Sadgama, come to the platform of eternity. Asato ma sadgama. Shanti cannot be attained so long we are attached to this asat, asat graha, sada samidvigna dhiya. Tatsadu manne suravanta dehinam, sada samidvigna dhiyam asat graha. We are all people in the material world. We are always samak udvigna. Samudvigna. Udvigna means anxiety. Always. Full of anxieties. Sada samudvigna dhyam. Why samudvigna dhyam? Krishna consciousness means this. Satchattam, avikarittam, santattam. These three things. Krishna consciousness. Clear understanding, no change from Krishna consciousness, and shantattam, peaceful. Just like a man, ordinarily we perceive a gentleman after working very hard, if he gets some bank balance, a nice house, a nice wife, and some children, he thinks, I am very happy. This is also Maya. He thinks, but I am happy. What kind of Maya? Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasyati. It is Maya, mad illusion, pramatta. He does not see that this thing will be also finished. Tasya nidhanam. Dehapatta kalatradishu atmasanneshu asasu api. Asasu api. He knows that this position, nice position, very good atmosphere, nice children, nice wife, nice house, nice bank balance, nice relative, nice position, everything, prime minister and everything, very all right. But it will be finished. He knows that. But he, although knows, he does not care for it. This is called vimura. He knows that this will be finished. It will not stay. I will not stay. These things will not stay. I will have to change. They will have to change. It is just like straws gathered together by the winds of the waves. And again it is scattered. So we are going on the waves of Maya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says, Mayara vase jacho bhese. You rascal, you are going floating under the spell of Maya. Khacho havu dubu bhai. And sometimes you are drowned and sometimes you are up by the pricks of the wave. Why you are leading such life? Jiv Krishna das evishas kalle to ar dukkha nai. You come to Krishna consciousness and try to understand that you eternal servant of Krishna, you are being carried away by the whims of Maya. So that will make you happy. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, Patitam king karagamam visame bhavam budhau. My Lord, oi nanda tanuja. Oh, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am not fallen in this ocean of Nisan. Patitam kinkaragmam bishame bhavambudho. Bhava ambudha. Ambudhi means sea, ocean. So, how to save myself? Kripaya tapapada pankaja sthita dhuli sadhisang vichinta. This is our only business. This Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, O Hara, Krishna's energy, Radharani. Hara, Hari, Hara. So, this addressing, O Krishna, O Krishna's internal potency, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Chanting, addressing. O Lord Krishna, O the internal energy of Krishna. So they will respond, why you are calling me or us? You have to submit. Please again accept me as your eternal servant. This is the only prayer. Not that, give me this money, this me that, this me that, this me that. No. That is not pure devotion. That is devotion, but it is mixed. Chaturvidha bhajante maṁ sukritino. That is pious life. When we ask from Krishna anything other than devotional service, That is pious activities, that is not devotional activity. Devotional activity is different from pious activity. By pious activities, you can get material so-called happiness. Janma Isadya Sutta Sri. You can get birth when very nice family, rich family, Brahman family, Janma. And you can get immense wealth, born with silver spoon, and Aishwarya Sutta education, nice education, material education, and Sri, beauty. Generally fine in aristocratic family, rich family. They are very beautiful, they have got education, they have got wealth and good family, aristocratic family. These are result of pious activities. So we should utilize the result of pious activities to become more pure. That is called satcha. We have discussed this word, satcha. Jatat gunam satcham. That is, just like you have got, on account of pious activities, you have got very nice surroundings, aristocratic family, wealth, beauty, education, but it may be polluted again by the other two qualities, means tamogun and rajogun. Then you are finished again. Naturally, they become polluted. But they do not know that by dint of pious activities I have got this position, and misuse the position by tamogun and rajogun, and therefore they again go to hell. This way we are wandering all over the universe. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite. Sometimes rich man, sometimes poor man, sometimes demigod, sometimes dog, sometimes this, sometimes that. This is going on. That is called maya sukhaya bharamud bahutu mimura. They do not know their ultimate happiness is Krishna consciousness, but wandering in this way. So therefore, this is the best welfare activity to the human society, to awaken them to Krishna consciousness, so that they will again revive their original satcha consciousness and they will be shanta. Shamin kitarthosmi varangana jachi. Just like Guru Maharaj, he was pious, born in a very pious family, and by family quarrel he went to worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu in the forest. Aspiring material opulence. He was a child. He thought that my stepmother has insulted. I shall go to God and take from His such opulence which is many, many million times better than my father's. That was his ambition. But when he actually saw Lord Vishnu standing, he was meditating Vishnu, all of a sudden he saw the Vishnu is missing within the heart. Then his meditation broke and he saw Lord Vishnu is present before him. So, this is not very difficult for Lord Vishnu. He is always within your heart, and if he likes, he can come outside and become visible by you. That is not very difficult. So, when he saw Vishnu, and Vishnu offered, my dear boy, what do you want? Take benediction. So, he said, Shamin kitathosmi varang na jachi. This is perfection. I am fully satisfied. Such shanta. No demand. No demand. That is position. No demand. Samin kithathosmi barang na jat. This is the highest perfection. That is called satchattam avikaritam santattam. And this santattam cannot be attained unless you become pure devotee and fully dependent on the Supreme Personality of God. That is the standard of santattam or Vasudeva Sabditam. Satchattam, santattam. Everyone is hankering after santattam, the whole world, because in the material world you cannot be on the platform of santattam. Only on the spiritual platform, and when you are engaged in the service of the Lord, then you will get this position, satchattam avikarittam tam santattam. Iti cetasa vrittivhi lakshanam pruktam. How one has become Krishna conscious, these are the symptoms. The Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, na sochatina. We have to understand by the symptoms. If somebody says, I am very rich man. So generally we want to see the symptoms. He is very rich man. He has got this car, he has got this house, he has got this. Then we can understand his rich. But if these symptoms are not there, how we can understand that he is rich man? Similarly, Krishna consciousness means these are the symptoms. Satchattam, avikarittam, santattam. When you attain these three stages, these symptoms, then you are perfectly Krishna conscious. Thank you very much.